It's Wednesday, and we're talking about money with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, good. Nice to be here.
Hey, Ron, talk to us about the development of the Six Flags site in New Orleans East. And we hear about, some people say it's not going to change anything. Others say it's going to, it could change a lot. I tend to be optimistic and think that if there's big improvement, it has a tendency to have a ripple effect throughout the community. What are your thoughts on the development there economically?
Well, it's been an eyesore for so long, Scoot. I sure don't see how anything can be worse.
Yeah.
With the new agreement, I tend to agree with you. I think the people that look like they're going to win the proposal for Henry's Group, with the developer out of Dallas, Hillwood, must think they can do something there. And I'm inclined to let them build it and see what happens. A huge transportation center, 1 million square foot, distribution facility, ultimately a hotel and a sports complex. So I just can't see how that can be a good thing for New Orleans East.
Ron, it just occurred to me, and I've been seeing commercials, really running a heavy commercial schedule promoting the idea of the casino, the Camellia Bay Casino and Marina and Convention Center in Slidell. You know, the development in New Orleans East, and then the casino and the convention center in Slidell would really not be that far apart. That might bring a lot of attention. They might actually help each other.
There definitely could be a symbiotic relationship there. You know, get people moving on I-10, heading towards the casinos, and find a reason to stop and pull over at that juncture, 510 and I-10, which apparently people think is a heck of a good logistics route, and that's why they're all talking about putting distribution centers in there. So, yeah, that could work.
But just the construction of the Six Flags site, though, is going to create jobs, and then there will be jobs created maintaining and operating the different aspects that are part of that whole complex.
Absolutely, and the distribution center itself
will have
a lot of permanent jobs, and I think that's one reason Troy Henry's group got the upper hand. It sounded like Drew Brees' group was the highest scored plan that was submitted, but ultimately I think that Troy Henry's group took hold with all the pastors in New Orleans East and must have done a better job on community outreach to kind of win local support, and so Drew kind of backed out a little bit. But they both had this distribution logistics center as the main thrust of what they wanted to do.
What does that mean, a distribution logistics center? You know, we hear the words, and it's been talked about with a couple of these different plans. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means essentially a warehouse where a lot of different companies store their goods for quick distribution, really more regionally than locally. If you think about, New Orleans with the airport and the river, the ports and all the rail lines and the highway system. I mean, we are a logistics center. There's no question about that. It's just to make use of that so that you can get shipments to states in this region quicker by storing stuff there, I think makes a lot of sense.
And so I guess the question remains, or the debate to some degree remains, look, is this a waste of time? Is it going to turn bad because it's in New Orleans East, or is it going to help turn New Orleans East better? I tend to think it's going to be a beneficial a thing for New Orleans East.
Well, I do too. Excuse me. It's 227 acres. It's been developed once. It's really a black eye now. I mean, you can't miss it when you drive.
Right.
I think some new construction, some activity. I think it's got to be a good thing. I really do for New Orleans East.
All right. Ron Samford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for spending time with us again.
You bet. My pleasure, Scoot.
All right, Ron. Take care.